Okay, we're beginning here with the Mishnah in the middle of Chetam and Aleph. The Mishnah is going to continue a genre that we started at the beginning of this perek, which is that certain items have ein pachot mizeh, they have no less than this, ven yoter mizeh, and no more than this. The original one that we spoke about was relevant to our Masechta of Arachin, which is that it can be no less than 1 shekel, and no more than 50 shekel. From that, the Mishnah parlays into a series of Mishnayot that go through all different sections of Shas, that are discussing situations in where you can have no less than this and no more than that. That's the nature of the Mishnah that we're about to enter. The Mishnah we're about to discuss is about the issues of Nida. As background to this, we need to understand what the din of Nida is, Mideoraita, not the way that we practice it today, which involves Chumrot or Minhagim, Midrabanan, but rather what the Ikar din is, Mideoraita. Min HaTorah, a woman who sees Dam, is what's called Techilat Nida. And min haTorah, a woman who sees dam as a nida, has 7 days where she is tmeah. Irrespective of whether she sees dam during that period of 7 days, or whether she sees no dam during that 7 day period. She sees dam even through the end of the 7 day period, as long as at the end of that 7 days, there is at what's called a hefsek, she's the cessation of the dam that is flowing, that night on the 8th day, she can go to the mikveh and she is tehorah. So min haTorah, a nida is tmeah for 7 days. Again, irrespective of whether she sees dam, doesn't see dam. As soon as you reach the after the 7th day, she goes to the mikveh and she is tehorah. Now, after that, there are 11 days, which are halacha the Moshe Mitzinai, known as Yimei Ziva. Those 11 days of Yimei Ziva have the following rules. If she doesn't see dam, then she is tehorah the gamre. If she sees dam for 1 day or 2 days, then she what is otherwise known as a zava ketana, and she has to be shomeret yom keneged yom. That means if she sees dam for 1 day, she then has to have a day afterwards where she is nikia, where she sees no dam, and then she is tehora. Similarly, if she sees 2 days in a row, she just has to wait the 3rd day, and if she is tehora during that 3rd day, she goes to the mikveh, and she is tehora. Din changes once she's seen 3 days in a row that she has had sighting of dam, then she becomes what's called a Zava Gidola, which is described in the Torah at the end of Parshat Mitzorah, where she is then Tmeah, until she has Shiva Nikiim. She needs to have 7 days where she is Tehora. After those 7 days where she is Nikiya, she goes to the mikveh. On the 8th day, she brings a Korban of a Zava Gidola, which is Shtei Torim or Shnei Bnei Yonah, Achat Lechatat, Achat Leola. And after she's brought those korbanot, she's then muteret bekodoshim and able to enter into the mikdash. Those are the rules, midoraita, of a woman who has sightings of dam. Again, there's 7 days at the beginning of her sighting of dam, which are the 7 days of nida. Subsequent to that, there are 11 days of yimei ziva, in which the sightings depend on whether you've seen 1 or 2 days in a row, which will be Shomeret Gnom Keneged Yom and Zavak Tana. And then there's, if you see 3 days in a row, you become a Zavak Gdola, and you require Shiva Nikiyim plus a Korban in order to become Tehorah. After those 18 days have elapsed, then if the woman has had no sightings that make her or demand of her to have Shiva Nikiyim, then she returns to the possibility of having what's called Petach the Nida, restarting the cycle of Nida, which means that En Ben Nida the Nida, Ella 18 days. There are 18 days that sit between the possibility of a woman having a sighting where she starts out as a nida, till the next time where she can have a sighting that will make her tmeya, tumat nida, is after those 18 days elapsed, 7 days of tumat nida, 11 days of yimei ziva. After that point in time, she can return and become, or start over as a nida once again. Now, obviously, it's important for the woman to know whether she's in the days that are negdarik in nida, versus the days that are negdarik yimei ziva, because sightings during those time periods are very different. Sightings during the time period of the 7 days of Yimei Tumah for Nida make no difference because she's Tmeah anyway, and they don't extend the fact that she is Tmeah. Anything during those 7 days is considered to be Dam Nida and has no impact as long as she's then Torah by the end of the 7th day. On the other hand, the Yimei Ziva have a big impact on the number of days that you see and have sightings, because there you can become a Zava Ktana or Zava Gdola, and therefore how many days you have sightings on will have a tremendous impact. Therefore, it's important for a woman to know where she is in her cycle, to know whether she is during her Yimei Nida, or she's during her Yimei Ziva, because those have enough gemina as to what she has to do then in order to become Tehora, or how long the duration of her Tumah will last. What happens in an instance where a woman loses track of whether she's a Nida or a Zava, whether she's during her days of Nida, whether she's her day of Yemiziva, that woman, as Rashi says, is in big trouble. Because that woman then, in many different scenarios, is going to be a safek, whether she's a Nida, safek a Zava, and in order to deal with that issue, she's going to have to bring korbanot, she's going to have to worry about having Shiva Nikiyim misafek. It is a big balagan, very difficult. The Gemara towards the end will plumb this a little bit and discuss this a little bit, but that's not really the issue that the Mishnah is discussing. The issue is not discussing what the woman has to do in the interim time period where she's in this confused state, but what the Mishnah is discussing is how can she clear the decks and have a restart? Where can she have a full reset or a full restart on this situation? And that is what the Mishnah says, that there is no less than this many days and no more than these days. These days that the Mishnah is talking about are days where she has no setting of dam. If she has a successive, sequential number of days where she has no setting of dam, then once she has covered that amount of time, for sure she is now at what's called petach l'nida, and she can assume any sighting she has after that point in time is the beginning of her nida process. And in essence, she's then got to the reset and knows what her cycle is once again. But these are the minimum amount of days that she needs to have cessation of dam or be nikiah in order to get to that point. Now, that depends on how many days of sighting that she has, as we'll explain in the Mishnah and in the Gemara. That will determine how much time she needs to wait in order to be certain that she's now reset the cycle, and now she can start again knowing that she's starting with nida and then count forward. Absent that amount of time, we never really know whether she's cleared and now is a petach nida or she's still problematic, and therefore she'll be stuck in this problematic state, in this state of safek. And that's what Rashi says over here. Ubzveka zu tamod olam. She's going to remain in this state of safek, ashetishev, whatever number of days nikiyim, which we will see in the Mishnah and the Gemara, because man shehi b'sveka zo. As long as she's in this state of safek, mikol kevet hi ma'od. She's in deep trouble and in a dire situation. Shalolam nachmir la misafek, because we're going to cause that to give a misafek. We're going to make it that she is both possibly a nida, possibly a zava, or a zava gedola. And that's going to create all sorts of dissonance for this woman. But that's not the matter that we're going to discuss. We're just going to discuss what is the clearing number of days that she needs in order to do a reset. And we'll have to know the background that we already discussed of the 7 days of Nida and 11 days of Yemei Ziva in order to understand it. So the Mishnah says, Ein petach bitoeh. There is no beginning of a new Nida where she's lost track of whether she's a Nida or Yemei Ziva. Pachot mishiv'ah. There's no less than 7 days, velo yeter al yudzayin, and no more than 17 days. That means in the best scenario, she'll have to wait Shiva Nikiyim, and that's because of the possibility that she is a Zavag Gdola, and if she is a Zavag Gdola, she has to wait Shiva Nikiyim. So that is the minimum, that is the best scenario that you can have, which is you have to wait 7 Nikiyim, and then you get a reset. The worst scenario that you can have, and you can't have more than this, is you're going to need 17 days of Nikiyim, 17 days without a setting of dam in order to have a reset and reach the petach of the nida. So those are the two extremes. A minimum of 7 days, a maximum of 17 days. And now the Gemara is going to discuss what are those scenarios. Tarabanan, Toeh she'amra, in this situation of a Toeh, we have Yom Echad Tamei Ra'iti. If she comes to us and says, I saw 1 day of dam, and now I am Tamei because I saw this dam, then for her, pitcha shivasar, she has to wait a minimum of 17 days of nikiyim in order to know for certain that she's restarting her petach l'nida. She comes to us and says, I had a sighting of dam. I don't know if I'm during my period of nida. I don't know if I'm during this period of Yemei Ziva. And so therefore, I don't know what to do. The truth is, if it was during her Yemei Ziva, she would only have to be shomeret yom keneged yom. And then at maximum, 10 days later, she would then return to a petach l'nida. But there's a possibility that this sighting wasn't during her Yemei Ziva, this sighting was during her Yemei Nida. And if it's her Yemei Nida, then there's a possibility you have to wait more than those 11 days in order to reach the new petach l'nida. And at the extreme, what happens if this is her first sighting? And it's really a petach l'nida. That means it's the first day that she's had a sighting. That means now she has 7 days of Tumah, 11 days of Yemei Ziva, and in order to start over again, she'll have to reach that 18th day. And that's what it means here. The amount that she'll have to wait to be certain that she's resetting is 17 days. That's because if we assume that this sighting was the first day, then she has 6 more days of Yimei Nidah, 11 days of Yimei Zivah, that's 17 days. So if she waits 17 days and then only has a sighting on the 18th day, we know for certain at this point she for sure is starting a new cycle of Nidah, and she's cleared everything else. The other possibilities are shorter periods of time. So if those shorter periods of time elapse, then we're okay with that, because it can't be more than 17. And that's what the Mishnah said, that the maximum amount you're going to have to wait is 17 days. That's true if she has a sighting for one day. It's also true if Shnei Yamim Tamei Re'iti, I saw for 2 days of Tumah, Pitcha Shiva Asar. Then again, she has to wait a total of 17 days in order to reset the cycle. Now, thinking about the same scenario we had here, what happens if it's the first 2 days of her Nidah? If it's the first 2 days of her Nidah, that means she has to wait 5 more days of Tumah, and then 11 days of Yemei Zivah, that's only 16 days. So why is the bright the time she has to wait 17? Because there's a possibility here that this was the last day of her Yemei Zivah. She had then gone through a period of the Nidah, the 7 days, and then the Yemei Zivah. And this was the last day of her 11 days of Yemei Zivah, and she had a sighting on that day. So once she has a sighting on that day, once the Yemei Zivah passed, she doesn't have to become Torah. Automatically, after they elapse, the next sighting she has will be a Petach Nidah. That's the view of Rashi and the Ramban. The Rambam has a much more complex and unusual shita with regards to this, and it's much harder than to incorporate into the Gemara. You can take a look at the Rambam and the Mefarshei Rambam, who try to reconcile and deal with the Rambam shita in this context. We're going to stick with Rashi, the Ramban, and the majority of Rishonim's explanation over here, which means that if you have a sighting on the last day of Yemei Zivah, the next day that you have a sighting, then you are beginning in Petach Nidah. The possibility here is that she had 2 days where she saw Tumat Nidah, the first of which was the last day of her 11 days of Yemei Zivah. The second sighting was the first day of Petach Nidah. And that's why she now has to wait 17 days, because if the second day of her sighting was the first day of her Nidah, now she needs 6 more days of Tumah, 11 more days of Yemei Zivah, which is 17. Until she clears those 17, we're not certain that she's reached the point of Petach Nidah. Now again, there's a possibility that she has to wait less days. But if we want to be certain that she is restarting her Petach Nidah and take away the safek that is possible over here, then she needs to wait a minimum of 17 days. And the same is true here, Shlosha Yamim, Tamei Ra'iti. If she says, I saw for 3 days in a row, I had a sighting of Dam, then Pitcha Shiva Asar. Once again, her beginning of the Nidah is a minimum of 17 days away in order to have a reset and be sure that it's a Petach Nidah. Because once again here, similar to the last case, there's a possibility that she had a sighting of 2 days at the end of her Yemei Zivah. The last 2 days of the 11 days of Yemei Zivah, she has a sighting. Those 2 days then are done. The third day that she has a sighting is the first day of her new cycle. So now she had, that third day was the beginning of a new cycle, the first day of her Nidah. On the first day of Nidah, she now has to wait a subsequent 6 days of Tumah and 11 days of Yemei Zivah. So once again, she's going to need a minimum of Shiva Asar. So here is the first 3 scenarios. These are the maximum amount of time that you'd have to wait in order to hit a reset and be sure that you're at Petach Nidah. And those are in cases of a sighting of Dam for 1 day, 2 days, or 3 days. They all have the same safek, which is that the last sighting that she had, when it's 1, it's the only sighting she had. When it's either 2 or 3 days of sightings, we're assuming that the last day of the sighting was the first day of her Nidah. And because of that, she has to wait 17 days at maximum. But that is, again, the minimum amount she needs, because we want to be sure that she's starting over at Petach Nidah and not be a safek anymore. So that's true of all those scenarios. Once you hit Arba Yamim, the number starts to drop. And that is because you can't do what we've done until now. You can't assume that the first 3 days were the last 3 days of her Yemei Zivah, and then the fourth sighting day was the first day of her Nidah. Because if she sees 3 days in a row when she's in her Yemei Zivah, that makes her into a Zavah Gdola, and she has to wait Shiva Nikim. After Shiva Nikim, then she begins a new Nidah cycle. So had she seen the last 3 days of her Yemei Zivah, she'd only have to wait 7 days of Nikim, and that should be in a reset already. So that can't be the scenario that we're speaking about, because that would be much shorter than necessary. So what you have to suggest the scenario is here is that she had a sighting. The first 2 days of the 4 days where she had a sighting were on the last 2 days of her 11 days of Yemei Zivah. And then the subsequent 2 days were the beginning of a new Nidah period. So now she's soft for 2 days. That means in order to get to a reset point, she'll have to wait a subsequent 5 days, make up the 7 of Nida, plus 11 days of Yemei Ziva, or in essence, 16 days of Nikiim at minimum to reach a reset point. And that's what the Gemara says over here, Arba Yamim Tamei Raiti, if I saw 4 days in a row of sightings of Dam, Pitcha Shisha Asar, then the minimum amount she needs in order to be sure and certain that she's hit a Petach Nida is 16 days, because that's the furthest or largest possible spread she can have from the possibility of what she cited till the point where she would hit a reset of a new Petach Nida. And similarly, once you hit all the other days, the scenario is going to be the same, and it's going to start dropping a day in each one of these scenarios. For instance, if she saw Chamisha Yamim Tamei Raiti, if I saw 5 days in a row, then Pitcha Chamisha Asar, then she only has to wait 15 days. Because once again, if she saw 3 days in a row at the end of her Yemei Ziva, then all she has to wait is Shiva Nikiim, and therefore the number will be much smaller. So the scenario has to be, again, where she saw 2 days in a row at the end of her Yemei Ziva, to which then leads her into her Petach Nida, and the subsequent 3 days of sightings are the first 3 days of her being a Nida. So now she has 4 more days of Tumat Nida to finish up, plus the 11 days of Yemei Ziva, that gives you a total of 15 in that scenario. And similarly, Shisha Yamim Tamei Raiti, if she sees 6 days in a row, Pitcha Arbasar, then we know for certain 14 days later she's going to be restarting her Petach Nida, because again, we're going to assume that 2 of those days took place at the end of her Yemei Ziva, and then the subsequent 4 days were the beginning of her Nida. She needs 3 more days to complete her Yemei Nida, plus an additional 11 of Yemei Ziva, which is a total of Arba Asar, 14 days, in order to be sure that she's now reset and gone back to a Petach the Nida. Shiva Yamim, Tamei Raiti, if she says, I saw 7 days in a row, Pitcha Shlosh Asar, then again, the Petach will be a minimum of 13 days from that point in time, because if she saw the last 2 days of her Yemei Ziva, she had 2 of those days of sighting, plus then she has an additional 5 days, which are from her Yemei Nida. Remaining of your Yemei Nida are 2 days to finish up your Yemei Nida, plus the 11 of your Yemei Ziva. That gives you a total of 13 of 13 to get to a point of certainty where she would have a Tchilat Nida. In any other scenario, the time period would be shorter. For instance, we said that it was the beginning of her period of Nida that she had the sighting, then she would have to wait the same 7 days that she's seeing of Tuma will be the full days of her 7 Nida. And then when she completes her sighting, she'd only have to wait 11 Yemei Ziva, which is less than the 13 that we mentioned. Or if you said she's already completed her Yemei Nida, and now these sightings are part of her Yemei Ziva, so now she has 7 days in a row where she has the sightings of Tuma, then subsequent to that she needs Shiva Nikim, only 7 days of Nikim, because she's a Zavag Gdola, and then she would be again at a point of reset. So in either of those scenarios, you would either need 7 Nikim, 11 Nikim to have a reset. The maximum that she could need is 13, and that's in the scenario that we described, where the first 2 days of her sightings are the last 2 days of her Yemei Ziva, and the first 5 days are her days of Nida. Ushmona Yamim is similarly so. Shmona Yamim Tamei Reit, if I saw 8 days in a row of Tuma, Pitcha Shneimasar, then again her reset is 12 days afterwards, and that's because, again, in this scenario we're going to say with regards to those 8 days, 2 of them happen at the end of her Yemei Ziva. She then has 6 days that are left at this point. Those 6 days will be the beginning of a new Nida period. That means that she has 1 more day of Nida left, plus the 11 days of Yemei Ziva. That will equal up to 12. Any other time that you would lay out the sightings during her Yemei Nida and Yemei Ziva would result in a lower number of days that you would need. Tisha Yamim, Tamei Reit, if she saw 9 days in sequence that she had sightings of Dam, Pitcha Achadasar, then at that point, it's 11 days before she's going to be Tohora. Again, the scenario is that she saw the last 2 days of her Yemei Ziva. Then the subsequent 7 days that she sees are the 7 days of her Yemei Nida. And therefore, she has to wait the Achadasar, the 11 days of her Yemei Ziva. Those 11 days of Yemei Ziva will then lead her to a reset and a restart of Petach the Nida. If she sees Asara Yamim, Tamei Reit, if she sees 10 days in a row, Pitcha Asara, then 10 days before she has a reset. That's because, again, we're going to assume the last 2 days of Yemei Ziva were the first 2 days of her sighting. The subsequent 7 days were her Yemei Nida. And then she has 1 more day of sighting, which we'll believe is her first day of the new 11 days of Yemei Ziva. That means she has 10 days more of Yemei Ziva left until she hits the new Petach Nida. And that's why she'll have to wait minimum of 10 days in order to be sure that she is resetting to a petach nida. And again, in all these scenarios, we're saying waiting, it means that she has no sightings during those periods. She would have to have yemei nikiim, days that are totally nakim idam, for that duration in order to hit the point where we're certain that she's hit a reset to a petach nida. Achadasar, if she has sightings for 11 days in a row, itcha tisha. Then in that scenario, she has to wait 9 days before she hits a petach nida. Again, the same scenario. 2 days at the end of her yemei ziva. Another 7 days for her yemei nida. That equals 9. And then she has another 2 days into her yemei ziva. So now she has 9 more days left of her yemei ziva in order to hit the reset. Shnei masar. If it's 12 days, then pitcha shmona. Then her possibility of resetting is 8 days. And that is because in this scenario, again, if she has a sighting for the last 2 days of her yemei ziva, then the subsequent 7 days are her yemei nida, that's 9 days, and then she has 3 more days. When she says 3 days in a row at the beginning of her yemei ziva, she becomes a zava gedola, and then she has to wait shiva nikim. So once she waits shiva nikim, she's now at the 10th day of her yemei ziva. She still has 1 more day of yemei ziva done if she completes those 7 days of nikim at that point in time. So that's why she has to wait 8 days, is because she has to also overcome not only the 7 days of Shiva Nikiim, but also overcome the possibility that there's 1 more day of Yemei Ziva that's still left before she hits the Petach Lenida. Once you hit Shlosha Asar, once you hit 13 days in a row where she has sightings, Pitcha Shiva. At that point, you only need Shiva Nikiim, because the worst scenario that you would have, again, is where she had a sighting for the last 2 days of her Yemei Ziva. Then she has a sighting of 7 days of Yemei Nida, which is 9 days. Then she has 4 days into her Yemei Ziva. Those 4 days then require after that Shiva Nikiim, because she had a minimum of 3 days that makes her into a Zavag Dola. At that point, there are 7 days left of her Yemei Ziva, and she requires Shiva Nikiim. So at that point, Shiva Nikiim will get her to the reset point for Petach Nida. At that point, no matter what she sees, meaning if she sees more and more days, she'll never need more than Shiva Nikiim at that point. Because if she has sightings from Shlosha Asar, from 13 days in a row and upwards, by definition, she's had a sighting for 3 days in a row during Yemei Ziva. And so for that reason, she will always have to wait Shiva Nikiim. And those Shiva Nikiim will clearly clear her through the Yemei Ziva, the days of her Ziva. And therefore, she will need to or require those 7 days. And since her Petach Nida will not start until she's cleared those Shiva Nikiim, we know once she's done Shiva Nikiim, she's definitely been at a point of reset and can start counting once again her Petach Linida. And that's what the Braita says, She'ein Petach Betueh Pachot Mishiva Lo Yeter Al Shiva Asar. That Braita explained what we saw in the Mishnah, that you can't have any less than 7 days of Nikiim to get to a point of reset, and you can have no more than Shiva Asar. Again, Shiva Asar is in a scenario where you have 1, 2, or 3 days in a row of sighting. There you'll need 17 days in order to be sure you got back to Petach Lenida. And in the scenario where you have 13 days in a row of sightings and any number greater than that, then the minimum you're going to need is Shiva Nikiim to reach a point of reset for Petach Lenida. So now, Amar Lei Rav Adar Bar Ava Derabbo, Lama Lei Kulei Hai? Why do you need all of this balagan in order for the woman to hit this reset? Timnei Shiva Vitishtare. Why doesn't she just wait Shiva Nikiim? And Mimonov Shach, she is muteret to her husband. Either because she was a Zavag Dola and requires Shiva Nikiim, or if she's a Nida, if she waits 7 days and then go to the mikveh, then she's again a Tehora. During her Yemei Ziva, she's muteret to her husband, as long as she doesn't have more sightings of Dam. So why not just wait Shiva Nikiim and then be muteret to her husband? Amrlei, litkuna lidei Nida, upitcha kamrina. You misunderstood the Mishnah. This is what we already noted at the beginning, that the Mishnah is not dealing with the solution for this woman, it's dealing with how does she get back to a reset or restart. And that is that Rav Adar Bar Ava thinks that Petach over here means how do we get her to a point where she is muteret to her husband, and possibly muteret to enter into the Mikdash, which would involve also bringing Korbanot Yedei Safek, which we're going to see in a minute, but she could reach that after 7 days. So why do you need any more than 7 days to resolve the issue? And to that, Rabba answers Rav Adar Bar Ava and says, that's not what the Mishnah is discussing. When the Mishnah says Petach, it means when is she going to reach the point of certainty? When is she going to reach a point where she knows for sure the new cycle that she's beginning is definitely a cycle of Nida? It's not discussing what she does in the interim for solutions or interim solutions. Because even given the interim solutions where she has Shiva Nikim and she's Mutarit to her husband, the next time she has a sighting of Dam, we still don't know what she is at that point. If whether that sighting of Dam is the beginning of a Nida, or is that sighting of Dam during her Yemei Ziva, and we won't know if she needs to wait 7 days or 1 day. And all of these Sefekot that are going to exist are going to continue with her and cause her problems until she clears this up. And that's what the Mishnah is discussing. How do we clear this up? And that's what it means, Petach Ovir, Petach Lenida. Petach Ovir doesn't mean Mutaret. Doesn't mean that she's then allowed to do either be with her husband or partake in Kodoshim. Rather, Petach means when does she get to the point of certainty where she has a Petach Lenida. Now, Tanu Rabbanan, Kol HaTo'ot Zavot Meviot Korban Veinu Nechal Chutz MiPitcha Shiva UPitcha Shmona. So in a situation where a Zava makes a mistake, she has to bring a Korban. That Korban is not eaten, except for the situations where it's 7 or 8 days. She may be able to Korban. At that point, she brings a Korban, v'ne'echal, and then it is eaten. Mar says, atu kol ato'ot zavot. Anytime a woman makes a mistake, she's automatically a zavak dola. The wording of the Braita is a little strange. It says, kol to'ot zavot. Anybody who makes a mistake when it comes to counting their days of Tumah, then she is a zavak. Why is that true? That's not always true. Vitu, yom echad, ushne yamim, bat ituya korbani. In addition to that, every woman who makes a mistake or doesn't know what's going on, she's going to have to bring a korban. What happens if she only has a sighting for 1 day or a sighting for 2 days? In that case, she's clearly not bringing a korban because in order to be chayevet and bringing a korban, you need a minimum of 3 days in a row in order to be deemed a zavah gedola. So for both of those reasons, this braita doesn't make so much sense. Ella. This is the way you need to reread the Braita. Kol ha-zavot ha-to'ot. Any woman who is a zava, who made a mistake, then meviot korban. Then she has to bring a korban. Ve'enu ne'achal. And at that point, it's not eaten. Chutz mi-pitcha shiva u-pitcha shmona. The exception of the cases where her petach l'nida is 7 or 8 days away, she meviot korban ve'ne'achal. Because in that scenario, she's going to bring a korban, and it's going to be eaten. So what the Gemara is noting and what the Braita is saying is that we had before all these situations where a woman loses count. Now, the losing the count is only meaningful in terms of being a zavag dola when you've reached the point of 3 sightings in a row. So for a woman who has 1 sighting or 2 sightings, this Braita is not relevant because she's not going to be deemed a zavag dola. In addition, what we're speaking about here is the way that she deals with bringing a korban. So what the Gemara is saying is that once she's had a sighting of 3 days in a row, misa fake, she's going to have to make a korban. Because those 3 days that we saw could be, like what we discussed before, the possibility that 2 days were the last 2 days of her Yemei Ziva. The first day was her Yemei Nida, she's not a Zavag Dola at all. Or all 3 of those days may be from the Yemei Nida. Or it is a possibility that those 3 days are during her Yemei Ziva. And then she is Chayavet a korban. We just don't know. Because we don't know, in order for her to then be Tehora, we need her to bring a Korban Misafek. So how does she bring a Korban Misafek? That is that she brings the 2 birds that she's Chayevet once she's had Shiva Nikiim. At that point, she brings a Chatat and a Chat Le'ola. The Ola is easy to deal with because an Ola can come as a Nidava, as a voluntary offering. She brings the bird that is an Ola and says, if I'm Chayevet as a Zavag Dola, then this is my Korban as a Zavag Dola. If not, this is a voluntary offering that I'm giving as an Ola in the Mikdash. The problem is with the Chatat. A Chatat cannot be brought on a voluntary basis. And therefore you have a problem. Now, how is she going to bring her Chatat in order to discharge this Safek? So it happens to be that what she's bringing is Chatat Ha'of, and is the only Chatat, or only Korban Chuva, that it can be brought a Yedei Safek. And that is because none of it ends up on the Mizbeach. We allow you to do the Avodah on the Korban Misafek, and then the Kohanim don't eat it. That's what the Safek generates. So they'll do the processing of the Chatat Ha'of and the Dam or Matnot Dam that end up on the Mizbeach, but there's none of the bird itself that ends up in the Mizbeach. The bird itself is eaten by the Kohanim. But since it's a Safek, we're not going to let the Kohanim eat it. So she'll bring the Chatat Ha'of al Safek. They'll do the Avoda. If she needs that to be her Chatat Ha'of, she's done and she did it. If she didn't need it, then the Chatat Ha'of is Pasul, and that's why the Kohanim can't eat it. So that's what's being described over here, which is in any scenario where she has 3 or more days in a row where she has sightings, at that point in time, she will bring a korban zavag dola misafek, and that will result in the olah being brought out yidei tonight, and the chatat being brought out yidei asafek, And the Kohanim will not partake of it. Chutz mipitcha shiva upitcha shmona. With the exception of the last two scenarios that we spoke about in the Braita. In the last two scenarios where she had sighting of 12 days in a row, where she now has to wait a minimum of 8 days, and Shloshasar, the case where she had 13 days in a row of sighting, where she has to wait a minimum of 7 days to reach a reset, in those two scenarios, she makes the Korban Vada'it. Because there, when you have 12 or 13 days in a row where you have a sighting, by definition, you've had 3 days of a Zavak Dola. That is because either it was the beginning of your Nida, and you had 7 days of Tumat Nida, and then 13 or 12 minus 7 results in 5 days or 6 days afterwards, which are inter Yemei Ziva, and for sure she is a Zavak Dola. Or the scenario could be where she had these days were the last 2 days of her Yemei Ziva, the first 7 days of her Nida, that's 9 days, the residual that's left in both the case of 12 or 13 days of sighting is still 3 days and 4 days. Those 3 days and 4 days enter into your Yemei Ziva, and it means that she is a Zava Gedola Vada'it. Because in the scenarios where she has 12 or 13 days in a row where she sighted, you can never come up with a permutation that has it that she didn't have 3 of those days at least be during her Yemei Ziva. In that case, she's a Zava Gedola Vada'it. Given that, she then has to wait 7 days or Shivanikim and then bring the Korban. In one scenario, we needed her to wait 8 days because of the scenario where it was that she still had 8 days left of Yemei Ziva. 7 of them were the Nikkiim, and then one more day to finish off her Yemei Ziva before she had a Petach L'Nidah. But as far as the Korban is concerned, she is a Zava Gdola Vada'i, and that's why she brings her Korbanot, V'ne'achal, and they're eaten because she's Vada'i Chayevet in the Korbanot of a Zava Gedola. Right now, the next Mishnah discusses a similar type of scenario with regards to Nigaim, which is Eimi Nigaim, Pachot B'Shavu Achad. There's no less than 1 week with regards to Nigaim. Below Yeter Ashtosha Shavuot. And there's no more than 3 weeks associated with Nigaim. Now, with regards to Nigaim, we have different types of Nigaim. We have Nigai Bigadim, Nigai Batim, Nigai Adam. So what is actually being noted here, which is that with regards to Batim, there's a possibility that you could be in Hezger. You could be locked up for 3 weeks before we determine what the din is with regards to the Batim. With regards to Nigei B'nei Adam, the majority of them require or have 2 weeks. There is the Nigei Michve and Shechin, which are wounds or injuries, whether it's from fire or from other items, that turn into Nigaim. Those require only 1 week of Hezger in order to determine what their outcome is. And that's what the Mishnah is saying, is that the minimum amount of time you'd have to wait is 1 week, and the maximum amount of time that you'd have to wait is 3 weeks. By Nigei B'tadim, that would be 3 weeks. By Nigei Adam, that would be 1 week. Now, the truth is that both by Nigei Batim, if you have something that makes it Tamei Vadai, or Tor Vadai before the 3 weeks are up, then you end before that. It's just there is a possibility of extending out to 3 weeks. Even though the Torah only mentions 2 weeks, there is a Gzer Shava from Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, B'Shava Kohen, Uba Kohen, which we see all over Shas, that says just like the Kohen came in the one scenario was to wait another week, so too when the Kohen comes back, he has to wait another week. That Gzer Shava teaches us that there is a third week with regards to Nigei Batim, and you would possibly have to wait 3 weeks if it's Amad Be'enav. If it didn't expand in the first week, and Amad Be'enav in the second week, then in the third week you would make a final decision there if it's Amad Be'enav, but it won't extend beyond that. By Nigei Adam, there is a possibility of having a decision after the first week, just like there is by Nigei Batim. If it expanded after the first week, both of them would be Tmeim in the first week. So what you have to say in terms of understanding this Mishnah is one of two things. Either that simply Nigei Adam had the possibility of Hezger for 1 week in order to determine, whereas by Nigei Batim they can extend all the way out to 3 weeks in terms of Hezger, the requirement for Hezger. Which means that we're not speaking about the same scenarios, but basically the extremes. The least amount, the minimum amount of Hezger that you can have is 1 week. The maximum amount of Hezger that you can have is 3 weeks. So that's one possible explanation. The other explanation is that even though both the Nigei Batim and Nigei Bigadim could possibly be discharged after a first week, they're not discharged without having to do something, whether it means that you have to do kibbutz on the Bigadim, or whether it means by the bayit you have to do kibbutz, you have to take out those stones and carve out and scrape away those stones that are problematic in order for it to be Torah after a Shavua, that's something that requires action, not simply an ability to be discharged bit to hara, as opposed to Nigei Adam, where after a week, if they do show Simanei Tahara, birds are going to be discharged without any other encumbrances or needs to do anything in order to be tehora. So that could be the difference. Right? The Gemara says, "Pachot mishavua nige adam, le'yeter shlosha shvot nige batim," as we already explained in the Mishnah. Amar Papa, "Tzidkot echa ki'arei kel, elo nige adam," that your righteousness is like a great mountain. That is the nige adam. Mishpatecha tohom rabba, your din goes down to the great depths. Elo nige batim. So the understanding of the pasuk in this case is that there are two scenarios. In one scenario, Hashem is generous or kind to the individual, and therefore that's speaking about nige adam, because they only last for a week. On the other hand, mishpatecha tohom rabba is a reference to nige batim, because God's judgment goes to the great depths. I mean, the person is stuck for 3 weeks. And so even though in certain instances of Nigei B'nei Adam, if they became Tamei, they'd be stuck as Tamei forever, or they could be stuck for a long time. And even by Nigei Batim, after a certain period of time, they could be released. No guarantee, just because it's Nigei Adam or Nigei Batim, that the duration of the Nega is limited to 1 week or 3 weeks. This only has to do with the areas of Hezger, as we discussed before. Nevertheless, the indecisiveness, or being left in that scenario of limbo, for an Adam is only 1 week long, whereas by Batim it can stand for 3 weeks. And therefore that suffix, or that status of being not knowing what is going on, can persist by the Batim for 3 weeks, which is Mishpatecha Tom Rabba. Whereas Tzedek, or the Tzedakah that you do, is by Nigei Adam, it won't last, the duration of that won't be for more than 1 week, and you can clear up the suffix after that week. Whether it's Tamei or Tahor, it's not really relevant. You just won't be stuck in that limbo state. And the Maharsha also adds that the idea of Mishpatecha Tom Rabba over here is not all negative, but actually positive. Even when Hashem does or judges B'min at the Din, it goes to Tom Rabba, it lasts for 3 weeks. Nevertheless, it's only on the Nigei Batim. It's only on the possessions of the individual. It's not on the individual himself. So that's also a manifestation of Staka. Pashtei Dekra B'Maiktiv. What is the simple reading of the Pasuk? The Pasuk is not speaking about two different items the way that Rav Papa darshaned it. One about Nigei Adam, Nigei Batim, but rather it's a single statement of Tzidkatecha Karikel, Mishpatecha Tom Rabba. What is that referencing to? So I'm Rav Yehuda, Ilmalei Tzidkatecha Karikel, had it not been for the fact that your righteousness is like a great mountain, Mi Yachol Amod Lifnei Mishpatecha Tom Rabba. Nobody will be able to stand up to your great judgment or the depths of your din. Rabba Amar, Tzidkatecha Karikel, the reason that you need to have righteousness like a great mountain is Mipnei Shemishpatecha Tom Rabba, because your din is so precise and deep and goes after everything, therefore you need that staka. But my kamivlegate, what are they arguing about? The question of which way you see the pasuk. Do you see the pasuk as saying that because you have the staka, therefore you're able to face the din? Or is it the other way around? Because the din is so difficult, therefore we need that staka. That goes to a machloket of Rabbi Lozar, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, a machloket in the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, with regards to the Shlosh Esrei Midat HaRachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Rav Chesed. Rav Chesed is the fact that Hashem removes some of the sins so that the scale weighs in our favor. Meaning that if you have equal number of sins and zchuyot, Hashem will be machriya, the scale, in your favor. How he is machriya, the scale, in your favor, is a machloket. Deepmar. Rabbi Elazar Omer, Kovesh, the way that he does it is by pressing down. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina Omer, no say, that he lifts it up. The way that a scale works is that you have weights on both sides, and then the side that is heavier is pushed down, and the side that is lighter is, no say, goes up. So what you want in this case is this chuyot to be the ones that are pressed down, meaning they're the ones that are being machriya, and you want the Avonot to be Nosei, to go up. The question is, how does Hashem accomplish that Rav Chesed? So Rabbi Elazar says, Kovesh, that he does that by Hashem, as Rashi says, Kovesh Mastir Avonot, Tachat Michilat Kisei Akavot. He takes away some of the Avonot and sticks them under his throne, in order that the Zechuyot will weigh down. They'll be Machriya in that case. Or, the other view is Nosei, that Hashem is Nosei Umagbiya Kaf Avonot Tamalo. He pushes up the side that has the obanot, Kadesh Yachriya Zechuyot, in order that the Zechuyot will work. So what's the difference between a Kovesh and a Nosei? They quote from the Pesukim in Micha, Rabbi Elazar learns it out of the Pasuk, Yichvosh Avanoteinu, that Hashem will squash and hide our obanot. And Rabbi Yossi Rabbi China learns it out of the word of Nosei Avon Vover Al Pesha, that he takes up or he lifts up the Avon in order that the Pesha is passed by. He lifts up the scale that has the Avonot on it, that he takes one of the Chovot off from the Kav HaChovot, and then it goes in your favor. Now, what does that mean, or why is there a difference between Kovesh and Nosei? So, that might have to do with what we're about to say here by comparing these two Machlokot, which is the difference between when is it done. According to the one who says it's Kovesh, that he, first of all, does the weight, and when he sees that it's not going in your favor or it's equal, he takes one of the Avonot and pushes them away. That means that the Midat HaDin is first, then only afterwards does the Midat HaRachamim enter in order to protect you or to save you, and that's the Rav Chesed. Or, do we say Nosei? Nosei means before even there is a chance for the scale to be in the even side, he already takes off one of the Avonot, or lifts up the side of the Avonot, so that the scale is always weighing in your favor. So that's a question of the Din comes first, or does the Rachamim come first? And then that will parallel what we're saying here with regards to this machlok between Rabba and Rabbi Yehuda as to the understanding of the Tzidkatecha Karekel Mishpatecha Dom Rabba. Because Rabba ki Rabbi Elazar, Rabba holds like Rabbi Elazar, who says that it's Kovesh, meaning that there's a Midat HaDin, and then Hashem takes away the Avon and hides it away. Similar to what Rabba said over here, that Tzidkatecha Karekel Mipneish Mishpatecha Dom Rabba. Because the din is so strong or so powerful, therefore we need stakah in order to survive it. And Rabbi Yehuda is Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanino, who says that even before we enter into the din, there's Midat HaRachamim that protects us, and he's Nosei Le'Avon beforehand, just like the way that Rabbi Yehuda described the pasuk of Tzidkatecha Karekel. Since your righteousness is like the great mountain, therefore we're able to stand before the Mishpatecha Tom Rabba. Without that, we wouldn't, but we need the Midat HaRachamim first, and then they meet at the din, and that seems to be what the Gemara is paralleling in these two machlokot, which is what comes first, midat din, and then the midat rachamim comes in, or is it the midat rachamim that comes in first in order to prevent the problem of midat din? Okay, we're going to stop here by the Mishnah on the bottom of Chet Amud Bet.